My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Welcome back. The Bills over the Dolphins Thursday night. We kept our date here on the Monday afternoon, Football Monday, with Eric Wood. Next Monday, the Bills are home for Monday night game against Jacksonville, and we will have another pregame show to do that day. We've been suspended from postgame. I don't know if Bulldog wanted me to say that. Something you said about Canada recently.
All right. Well,
so we're not allowed on postgame until week five.
All right.
We have to go to the International Criminal Court. I don't know. I have to go, even though I didn't say it.
Wow. I'm so sorry to put us in such a jackpot.
Yeah.
Eric, I'll try to be careful while Eric Wood is on. I don't want him getting any messages and any trouble with any international.
The reporting on this has been scant.
Yeah.
Eric Wood on the Western Hotline. Eric, how was your weekend?
It was good. I stayed down in Florida for a few days, got back yesterday, so a little R&R and getting back into the flow of things, but no, I'm sorry to hear that, Bulldog. I didn't catch that through
the slur.
Social media or anything.
Yeah. No, reporting has been scant.
Yeah.
Disney?
No Disney. I was down there with a few buddies that went down with me for the game. Just a little golf, a little boating,
okay.
Hanging out.
Are the kids still in the Disney demo?
They are, and I think we'll be hitting the park out in California maybe around that Rams game come December. So
good.
I think we have that forecasted for this season.
All right. Not that it was a big shock to me, but I found out something. We've known each other quite a while, been doing this on the radio pretty regularly for many years now. I found out that you indeed do check your phone and social media during halftime of the games that you're working. Because I made a crack about the broadcast, and you were right there with, geez, I'm sorry, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Of course, I wasn't talking about you and Brownie and Sal. I was talking about the Prime thing. But anyway, nice to know you're active during games.
I am. And actually, a lot of times, during TV timeouts and whatnot, if it's, a questionable call that we just didn't necessarily get, a great replay of, or maybe there's injury news that I'm looking for, I'll get on Twitter during games to try and, pick up information that way. So, so I think I was probably looking for a Bernard update as I saw you critiquing our broadcast pretty hard. I knew you were talking about the TV broadcast, but I figured I'd have some fun with it.
Well, Eric, the Bills pretty smoothly take care of the Dolphins here. I mean, just kind of incredible, the stats, running only 45 plays, Allen's numbers, with a hand injury, just when you might have needed it, not much at all, but still a 3-touchdown win. They do it
I'm thinking about before Tua's injury, especially here, Eric, losing Bernard in this game, Taron Johnson, Milano already. How are they able? How has Sean McDermott and this Bills defense been able so far this year for the most part, certainly on Thursday night? We've seen it at times over the years when there were absences that seemed key. How has he been able to keep it upright?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that go into it. Now, you're essentially running the same defensive scheme for 7 years now, which helps. You're drafting players over and over into the same scheme. Credit Brandon Bean in the front office for continually, keeping their depth strong within the organization. And then the way they've been able to develop players like a Cam Lewis, like a Jamarcus Ingram, like a Baylen Specter who had to fill in, Dorian Williams. I mean, think of how worried we were with Terrell Bernard heading into last season, and he played one of the best statistical seasons for any linebacker in the league last year. So they've done a great job of continually developing talent. And then I realized that the defense has gone from Leslie Frazier to Sean McDermott calling plays to Bobby Babbage, but it's essentially that same 4-3-4-2 scheme where you have zone defenders, you got corners that need to be able to set the edge, so you're continually stockpiling depth for the same scheme over and over, and it allows you to be able to create some great depth. And last year the Bills were hit hard on the defensive side of the ball by injuries, and I know it caught up to them late, but they were able to make a great run and get into the divisional round of the playoffs. And then through 2 weeks, Cam Lewis has looked great filling in for Taron Johnson. Jamarcus Ingram has the great play at the end of the Arizona game to end it, and then they had a great Thursday night, 2 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown, but also some great coverage out there playing in that dime package. And, it's just been impressive to see these guys kind of plug and play over the years. And, you just think of how worried we were just with the unknowns for the first time in a while on the defensive side of the football, with all the kind of household names on the defensive side of the football, especially that you're moving on from this offseason and all the unknowns. And you go down to Miami on a short week, you got this high-flying Miami offense, and they go put up a performance that was just exceptional on Thursday night.
Well, there's a lot to say about that performance on Thursday night, and we'll get to hopefully some of it here. But on the developing players point, Eric, you just made, Sal's been saying this a lot lately. Guys like Ingram, guys like Lewis, who spent numerous years on the practice squad, that is what stability within your organization can buy you. Yes, they've lost guys. Joe Shane is in New York, and other guys have left and gone to other front offices, for promotions. But you've got your front office intact. You've got a lot of your football department intact, and they know their type. And furthermore, without turnover, without coaching turnover or management turnover, you also have like a loyalty to guys that fit what they're looking for. Whereas I think if a new dude came in here with a whole new crew of people, be like, who are these guys from UB? Get out of here. Let's go get me some kids from Texas or Auburn or whatever. And I think that's to their credit that they've got that stability and they're able to recognize the traits they're looking for and have some belief in these guys, even though they're not from, the power conferences.
Yeah, that's really well said. And honestly, I felt like throughout my career, I mean, besides the fact that we didn't have, a top tier talent at quarterback for, you just call it is what it is, and that makes it tough to win in this league. We also were flipping coaches, mm-hmm. Every 2 to 3 years to where, okay, well, Rex Ryan comes in and we have the number 2 defense in the league under Jim Schwartz running a 4-down front, and now he's going to come in and implement an odd front. So now we're drafting and bringing in mm-hmm. different types of players to fit that scheme. And then we go to Sean McDermott, and, it was just, You could bring in, and a lot of times we'd start off the season and we'd have a pretty good start. Well, once the injuries happen, well, now we don't have the depth because we didn't have the stability within the organization. And, you're seeing the fruits of that now with this Bills team where, especially on the defensive side of the football, where everything's essentially been ran in a similar fashion since 2017 to where you can plug and play guys in cases of injuries. And I even think, when you think of player development, I mean, obviously Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, they develop into all-pro players, but they weren't all-pro prior to coming to Buffalo. Matt Milano, who you draft in the 5th round, becomes an all-pro player because he's playing in the same system every year and he gets a chance to develop. And it's been extremely helpful and it's allowed them to push through a lot of injuries because of that.
With Eric Wood, Football Monday, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here on WGR. Let's go back to just your being in the stadium on Thursday night. Lots of Bills fans, as always, when it's Bills at Dolphins. And, I mean, we and many talked about the symbolic, at least, meaning to this game for Miami with what has happened in the AFC East the last few years and how last year played out in the end. Man, just to get all that, you know, revved up and for as much sense as all that made, not that that motivation always equals performance, you know, that can be a mistake sometimes, but I guess it was in this game. What was it like in the stadium as this game started and the Bills eventually, the third Cook touchdown for 24-7, must have, maybe that just felt like the night. It did to me watching on TV.
Yeah, it did call in the game as well, and it was an awesome atmosphere pregame. A lot of hype heading into that one. You know, when they were getting these Thursday night football games, that's an ideal situation. You get, you know, two of the top teams in the league projected at the start of the season. You get them in week two, so there's a lot of hype around the game, tons of energy in the stadium, the parking lots leading up to it, walking into the game. And then, you know, pretty much for Miami, every nightmare scenario happened. You have your team that everyone says can't beat physical teams, can't beat teams with a winning record. Well, that comes to fruition again, and then one of your biggest concerns and what could derail your season is you have a quarterback with a really strong history of concussions, and he gets another concussion, and now he's out indefinitely. So, when you know, as great of a night as it was for the Bills, you want to talk about just a nightmare situation for Miami. Basically, all of their fears of what was a possibility for this season, in week two, you get smacked in the mouth by the Bills again, which they've just completely had the Dolphins' number, and then you lose your quarterback indefinitely.
And that had to be a moment, right? I mean, did you know at the moment it happened that it was Hamlin that was involved in the collision? Because when I noticed that, I even felt sicker. Not that he was in any danger or anything. It just was just optically just hard to miss and really made the whole thing feel even, I don't know, just more uneasy, I guess.
Yeah, it truly did. And as soon as I saw him went down, I saw his hand curl up. I knew exactly what was going on again. And, you know, you just hate to see that. You know, this is a division rival. We're competitive, but that's the last thing on earth you wanted to see. You know, whether you're a fan of either team, whether you're in the stadium watching, you know, whether you're a player on the field. I mean, you heard Von Miller and Josh Allen talking after the game about how concerned they were for Tua. And the fact that that wasn't, you know, his head whipping.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on the turf, it wasn't a shoulder or something, a knee to the helmet, like you often see some of these bigger concussions happen. The fact that it was a fairly routine play almost made it even scarier.
With Eric Wood, so Dolphins and Jets 1-1. New England also 1-1. They lose in overtime after the win against the Bengals. Houston, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, the other 2-0 teams in the AFC. Anything about any of those other teams, Eric, as you kind of take stock of the Bills' position and the league through 2 weeks here, stand out? Kansas City, not surprising to anybody having the two wins, but both barely.
Yeah, both close wins, but, you know, you came into the season expecting Kansas City and Houston to be good again this year, and they sure looked the part through 2 weeks. But it's always so interesting early in the season because you got a good sense of what teams are going to be heading into the year, but there's always surprises, good and bad, as far as teams having, you know, above expectation seasons or below. And, you know, the Bills are in a dogfight against the Cardinals, but then they looked pretty good yesterday. Okay, so does that make our Cardinals win look better? The Rams bad? Is Detroit not that good? They lose their second game and they barely beat the Rams. It's always interesting in these moments, you know, especially early in the season when you're trying to figure out, you know, who's really good right now. And look, when you look around the league and you see the top quarterbacks and some of the familiar faces, you have a good sense of it. But, you know, there's teams, you know, like the Ravens, they didn't look good yesterday. They blew a 10-point lead to the Raiders. It's hard to tell right now who's going to, you know, emerge out of, you know, maybe that kind of second tier of teams right now. You know, Cincinnati falls to 0-2. They had high hopes and thinking Burrow's going to be healthy. And yeah, there's a lot of interesting storylines here through week two.
I would say the number one storyline in the league is the furthering with the pass volume coming down from last year, too high safety stuff, and running quarterbacks contributes to this. But we're seeing like record low pass volume and production here through 2 weeks, which is really amazing, I think, and ironic considering every quarterback now is coming in with a $50 million a year thing, you know, guys that – Tua, right? I mean, all these major contracts that have happened, and yet what we're getting on the field is teams turning to their running game, and the Bills, Eric, seemed prepared for that. I mean, that's what happened in the second half of last season, you know, trading Diggs, other things with their roster. It seemed right to kind of anticipate this from the Bills, and then that Dolphin game was just that to an extreme, really, but not so much the exception in the league this year. That's really interesting.
It is. And, you know, the league's always cyclical. We talk about it all the time. And, you know, you say, okay, as teams get smaller on defenses, year in and year out to combat all the speed and the spread offenses, you know, are they going to get to a point where teams say, okay, well, now we're going to run the football down your throat until you have to get out of your too high safety look, until you won't take that shell off the defense, and then we're going to try and hit you over the top and make some more explosive plays in the passing game. And I like where the Bills sit right now because they haven't had to truly, you know, maybe for part of that Cardinals game where Josh took over a little bit in the passing game, but they really just haven't had to rely on it because the run game's been effective. And the defense, especially in the second half of that Arizona game and then the full Miami game, looked so well. And so, you know, I think like anything, it probably comes back to a closer median. You know, as the season goes on, but it is interesting how teams are saying, okay, if we can take 5, 6, 7, 8 yards a pop, we're going to stay, you know, to plan here, and we're going to stick with the run game.
Recognizing it's only Monday here and the game against Jacksonville isn't until a week from tonight, what do you make of them? I'm bracing for a lot of wounded, cornered animal talk.
Ooh, I love that.
In the week leading up to this game, maybe especially on Monday when we're together for the roundtable again. But, you know, obviously a tough start. And even going back to last year, I mean, it's been rough for a while now with Jacksonville.
Yeah, I read something today. Trevor Lawrence in his last 7 starts, 0-7, 10 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He hasn't been playing his best ball, and they start this season 0-2. And I know when there were 16 games, if you went 0-2 to start the year, you had a statistically a less than 10% chance of making the playoffs. I don't think with 17 games now that changes a whole lot. But yeah, they're backed up against the wall, and you know, I don't know how that maybe changes their game plan at all or their preparation. You know, you go into every NFL football game, you know, you think that you're prepping the exact same way and you're playing the game to win. Would that mean maybe they take more chances defensively with blitzers or, you know, a fake punt or whatever it may be to try and say, we got to do something because there's no way we can fall to 0-3 here, get another loss in the conference. So, you know, all that being said, they're going to come in here desperate. How that changes things, I'm not exactly sure.
Any thoughts on Caleb Williams last night, Eric, with the Bears starting? I mean, they are 1-1. They did almost nothing offensively in their first game and got a win. So much hype about the Bears. This is one where and this always happens to me. Like, I'm always, you know, let's go. Rookie, I don't care if he's a rookie. Look at the talent. I'm sort of like, I go that way. But it has not started good for Chicago. Started well, excuse me.
No, it hasn't. And, you know, Caleb Williams, you know, under 200 yards again last night. He got sacked 7 times. He throws 2 picks. There's times where you see why he was the number one pick in the draft. He's got a great arm. He can make some plays. But there was so much hype in the preseason about how well he played. And, you know, we talked about it, you know, a bunch that, you know, that game, Bills versus Bears, they had a lot more in their playbook heading into that game than we did. Seemed a lot more, you know, prepared for that individual preseason game to go try and win it and get some confidence in a team that, you know, hasn't been good the last few years. So, okay, we want to play well in the preseason, get some confidence going. But, you know, against those vanilla looks, Caleb Williams feasted, and through 2 weeks, he hasn't looked very good. Now, they surrounded him with so much talent at the skill positions that it almost is going to be a situation where he didn't maybe have the same excuse as other rookie quarterbacks sometimes get when the coverage more bare, but their offensive line has not looked good through 2 weeks, which is, you know, that hurts as well.
Speaking of rookie quarterbacks, well, not a rookie anymore, but Bryce Young struggled through his rookie year, has struggled through 2 weeks, and is now finding himself benched in favor of Andy Dalton. How tough a thing is that for a locker room? Eric, you would have been on the Bills when E.J. Manuel had the chute pulled on him 4 games into his second season. Is it sometimes a thing that's just necessary to do because the other players are all kind of side-eyeing the coach, wondering, like, you know, when are we going to do something here? This guy's not getting it done.
Yeah, I'd say it's more, you know, you got these coaches that are saying, man, I might not be here if we don't start winning some games. So whether it's good for Bryce Young to keep playing and taking some lumps and maybe further evaluate him, if you're Canales, you might be saying, I might not get a chance with him down the road. We need to win now. And he said it today that he feels like Andy Dalton, you know, gives them the best chance. But it's no fun when that happens. I've been there when EJ got benched. Trent Edwards got benched my rookie year for Fitzpatrick. Tyrod Taylor got benched for a game for Nate Peterman. You know, it's uncomfortable. You spend all offseason, you know, kind of pouring into that quarterback, putting all your confidence in him as a team, you know, as an offense. And then instead of him being the main voice in the meeting room, now he's sitting in his chair and you have someone else stepping into that role. And it's awkward, and it's a sign that your season's not going where you expect it right. to. So it's not good for anyone in that situation.
All right, Eric. Well, we'll look forward to talking on the pregame show once again next Monday. Thank you.
Yeah, sounds great. Looking forward to it.
All right, as our man Eric Wood, 4 o'clock on Mondays, or probably next week it'll be 4 o'clock on Tuesday. In addition to this pregame show appearance, Mike references anyway. Eric's appearance with us here on WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown.
By the way, Eric mentioned the stat about teams that start 0-2 and their playoff odds historically, and he's right. It gets 9 to 10%. I guess it hasn't changed because those are the numbers I saw today, and that's what he referenced. One thing that's interesting about that, if you follow Michael Lopez, a statistician on Twitter, he has a chart. I retweeted it this morning where he points out or shows it's not that it's starting 0-2 that puts you in tough. This is really interesting to think about, I think. for a playoff spot. It's losing any two games in a row. And he has all kinds of other, like it's whatever, 10% of teams that start 0-2, but it's 20% of teams that lose weeks like 7 and 8 make the playoffs. Or it's, you know, it just varies almost like, I mean, bad teams.
Losing streaks are bad.
Losing is bad.
Right.
Losing streaks are bad for your chances.
Right.
So losing any two in a row kind of, I mean, it's a long season too, so it might not seem intuitive.
Yeah.
0-2 seems intuitive. Like, okay, well, Carolina is 0-2. They're probably not going to make the playoffs. Not just because they're 0-2, because they're terrible.
Right. And they're replacing their quarterback.
So I thought that was kind of cool. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Anything surprise you about the Bills or what's happened in the league so far? We want to hear from you. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after the update on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.